Why Sense. Hey everyone, Tom here with Walk Your Why. I have a question for you. How do you know when something makes sense? So an example is somebody says something to us, presumably factual, but it might be an idea, it might be a concept, it might be something they're doing, and they just want your feedback, or maybe they don't. But oftentimes somebody might say something to us and they say, does that make sense? And we'll say, yeah, that makes sense. Or no, that doesn't make sense at all. Oftentimes, I know for myself, I'll find myself telling myself that makes sense or that doesn't make sense. Oh, that doesn't make sense, Tom. Oh, that makes sense. And sometimes it's because I'm observing something in the world. Right? I see something happening and it's like, that doesn't make sense. Or, oh, look at that. That makes sense. You know, usually if it's a good idea, I'll say, that makes sense. And if it's something I don't think should be happening or just seems completely odd and unusual and doesn't make sense, I'll think or say, that doesn't make sense. Does any of this make sense to you? So here's the issue for me. I started thinking about this and realizing how strange it is we use the word sense when we say or think that makes sense, or does this make sense, or that doesn't make sense. Because really, it seems what we should be saying is, oh, that's logical. Oh, I get it. Oh, I understand, or I don't understand, right? Where do we get the term sense in all of this? And it made me realize, gosh, you know, if we really did mean that makes sense when we say it, or when we say that doesn't make sense, it would make a lot more sense if, in fact, we were feeling it, right? If we were actually sensing it, if sensation was actually part of our assessment rather than just thinking, rather than just thinking, oh, that's logical, or it all comes together in a way that I can understand in my mind, or I think it's a good thing to do or not a good thing to do. Wouldn't it be wonderful if every time we said or thought that makes sense, that we actually were doing more than thinking? We were actually feeling into it. And we were checking in with our senses, you know, our sight, our hearing, our smell, perhaps. I mean, it could vary, right? It would vary depending on the situation, depending on the question, depending on what we're seeking to determine if it makes sense to us or not, right? But if we really feel into the question, the idea, the concept, whatever it is, that we're making an assessment of, I mean, certainly we're making some kind of assessment if we say or think that makes sense, or we say or think that does not make sense. We're making an assessment, some kind of judgment, whether we realize it or not, that's what we're doing. And so I'm just realizing that if we were to feel into that, and could check it with our sensations, with our body, then one, I think we'd be more accurate in our assessment. It would be more meaningful. And it would also be something we can connect more with our purpose, with our why. Now, how is that? Well, the reason I say that, and I use the term why sense, is because then if something makes sense, we're asking, oh, why? Why does it make sense? Does it align with my purpose, with my sense of purpose? And if we have a strong sense of purpose, we have a strong sense of what resonates with us, with our senses. When we have a strong sense of purpose, when we're walking our why, sensation, all of our sensations play a very important role in that walk through life. It's certainly not just thinking, right? We're not just thinking our way through life and thinking, oh, that aligns with my why, thinking, oh, that doesn't align with my why. Really, it's more accurate to say when we're walking our why, oh, that makes sense. In other words, it resonates with me just on every level. It resonates. I can see that. Yeah, oh, I can hear what you're saying. Oh, I hear that. Oh, I can feel it in my bones. Maybe smell is a little less often, but certainly if somebody's cooking something, or maybe they're getting ready to make something and they have a recipe and they say, does this make sense? How much sense would it make to just think about that recipe? That would make no sense. That would be illogical as well. Because the truth is, if we're going to give any meaningful feedback, for example, on a recipe for food, we literally need to have a sense of how it would taste. We need to have a sense of how it would taste when that recipe is carried out. Otherwise, the answer we give would not make sense. You follow? And again, to the extent that we can connect whatever assessment we make in the world, whatever idea, with whatever question someone brings us, whenever someone asks us, does this make sense? Whenever we find ourselves saying or thinking that makes sense or that doesn't make sense, how wonderful it would be, and I'm inviting you to make this a practice, that we actually feel into it. We actually ask ourselves, how does that resonate with my why? Is it something I can feel? Is it something I can see? Is it something I can hear? Is it something where I need to be listening more or looking more closely? Is it something that literally I need to be feeling into? Perhaps my intuition would come into play. So I invite you to play with this, to have fun with this, to enjoy this. And when you find yourself saying or thinking, that makes sense, or it makes sense, or it doesn't make sense, or asking someone else, does this make sense? That you're coming from a place of your why sense. Understanding that the more something resonates with your why, the more you're going to get it, the more meaningful it's going to be for you, and the more meaningful you're going to be able to engage with others. Try it out. I'd love your feedback. Take care. Happy trails. Walk your why. Feel into it with your why sense.